B'ez Hashem is Baruch Hu begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Ritzeach, the laws of murder, which we're in the middle of discussing, the Shmiras and Nefesh, and protecting one's life in the Seven Zik in the Book of Damages, which we continue from the previous Parakim, discussing now regarding someone who murders by mistake, and regarding his dwelling in Galus, in exile, and his return from Galus. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding the exile of a student, of a teacher, of a slave, of a woman. So Talmud Shagolam. Regarding a student that has to go into exile, Leir Miklat, to the city of refuge, Maglin Rabba Imay, we have his master go down to exile with him. Kishnemet says in the Pasuk in the Bar Mitzvah, regarding when the one goes to the Leir Miklat, B'choyin, he should live, which means, Asay lo kedei sheyichye, make for him that he should live, which is you have to have a living in the Leir Miklat. V'chayi balei chochma. Now the life of those who have wisdom, umavakshah, and those who seek it, without learning the Torah, can miss the Chashon, because it's like death. And therefore, to have him, give him life, you have to give him his teacher to be able to learn Torah with. So the teacher goes into exile. Maglin yeshiva se'imoy, you exile his yeshiva, his study hall with him, meaning those who are his students. Halacha beis. Eved shegala, le'ir miklat. Regarding a slave, a non-Jewish slave, that is exiled into the city of refuge, ein rabbi chayv lezunah. So his master does not have to feed him over there. And even his handiwork, what he makes over there, actually goes to his master. He has to go begging door to door. But regarding a woman, a wife, that gets exiled to the city of refuge, her husband has to feed her and sustain her. He cannot tell her, use your handiwork for your own sustenance. Unless it was sufficient, then he could tell her that and she could use what she earns to feed herself. Halacha Gimel continues regarding being buried in the Ir HaMiklat. If there was a murderer that his verdict was passed down that he should be exiled, now he died before he was exiled. So you actually take his bones, the dead body you take over there to the Ir Miklat. And regarding a murderer, if he dies in the city of refuge, they bury him over there. And when the high priest passes away, then you go ahead and you transport the bones back of the murderer from there to the place of the burial plots of where his ancestors are. The other Levim that dwell in the city of refuge, where it's a city besides the people that murdered by mistake, when one of them die, one of the Levim who live over there in Ir Miklat, is not buried in the city. And not even liberty, not even within the 2,000 Amah Shabbos boundary from the city. Shalom, it says in the Pasuk, in Mamidbar, Umigvisheyim, and their open spaces, Yilabahem, for their animals, for their resources, for their assets, Uluchal Chayasam, and for all their living, which is Lachayim Nitnu, for their life it was given, but Lilikfur, it wasn't given to Levim to be buried, they actually cannot be buried in the Ir Miklat. And so to the other ones, the murderers, they're only up until the Kongala passed away. Halachay continues regarding someone who kills by mistake in the Ir Miklat itself. So it's Tzeach, regarding a murderer who murdered by mistake, who is exiled, Sha'alach Bishkaga B'Ir Miklate, where Shahar Bishkaga B'Ir Miklate, where he killed by mistake in the city of refuge again. So Goylava Mishchun L'Shchuna. So now he gets exiled from one neighborhood to another neighborhood. Ben Yisim neighborhood, but he doesn't leave the city itself. V'chein Levi Shahar B'Ir Mendasa. So to a Levi who lives in the Ari Halavim, in the Levite cities, where if he kills in his own state, Goylam Dinacheres Me'ar Levim, so he's exiled to another state from the Levite cities. The Fishal Kulan cult is because all the Levite cities they actually save. Commission's Bar, like we can explain later on in the next parak, Halacha Tes. Now, Vimharik Chutz Me'ar Levim. Now, let's say he killed out of the Levite city. Uvarach Levi, now he flees to his city as the Ir Miklat. Harizal cultist, and it's going to save him, then he doesn't have to go to another place. Only if he killed in the city itself by mistake, then he has to go somewhere else, then he goes to another Levite city. Halacha Vav continues regarding the inhabitants of the city of refuge. So Ir Miklat Shadubar Atzchanim, if the city of refuge, the majority are murderers, with people are killing by mistake, and they're coming there, they're actually, the census has them as the majority. So any collector then doesn't save anymore. Kishnem, it says in the Pasig, when someone who kills by mistake, when he runs away to the city of refuge, it says in Yosef and Yeshua, he's going to speak into the ears of the elders of that city his words, meaning that what, that he killed by mistake, which teaches us, but not that their words are the same as his words, that we also killed by mistake. No, it can't be that. So you can't have the majority of the inhabitants are those who murdered by mistake. So too, if the city doesn't have any elders, in the collect, it's not going to save either. It says in the Pasuk, Zikne Yerah here, the elders of that city has to be the sages, and if there's none, it's not going to work. Halacha Zayin continues regarding the living in the city of refuge. So the tzech shagol le'im miklat, a murderer by mistake who was exiled to the city of refuge, but otze anshi l'chabdin, the people of that city where he's taking refuge want to honor him. So Yom Lemi has an obligation to tell them ritzech on. He says, I'm a murderer, I killed by mistake. Omer le'v, they tell him afal pikin, even so. Then you come him, then he can accept the honor from them. Halacha ches, hagoyla, the one who is exiled, in the yitzim me'im miklat al'olam, he can never leave the city of refuge forever. Vafil dvar mitzvah, even for a mitzvah purpose, or the edus, or to say testimony, bein edus, whether monetary testimony, bein edus, whether capital punishment. Vafil lahatl nefesh beidus, even if he's coming to save a person's life by his testimony. Or lahatl miyad a goy, or to save a person from a gentle, miyad a nor, from a river, miyad a lake, or from a fire, miyad a pilot, from a collapsed building. No. Vafil kol yisrod tzrich l'nishrod, even if the entire Jewish people need his salvation. Ki Yoyiv ben Tzeruya, who was a general in the days of David HaMelech, where everyone needed him. In the Yitzim Shem Lo'ilim, he doesn't leave the city of refuge forever, ad mois ha-kohen ha-gol, until the high priest dies. Vim yatsan, if he did leave, hit ratzim le-misa, he's opening himself up to be killed by the goy l'adam. K'mishman, like we explained this in Perikei Halacha Yud. Halacha test continues regarding the ultimate return of the murderer back to his city when the kohen gola passed away. So echad kohen gola, whether the high priest is ha-mashuch b'shem la-mishcha, who is anointed with the anointing oil, which was all the high priests from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu until the oil was concealed in the days of Yeshua HaMelech. Whether those who would just have the 8 Kohanic garments instead of the 4, which is special for the Kohen Gadol, which was from those after the Yeshio, after the flask was concealed, but he's still there. Either way, they're a Kohen Gadol. Or ve'echad ha'Kohen Gadol Oiver, whether it's a currently practicing, serving high priest, ve'echad ha'Kohen Shava, whether it's Tumad, the Kohen Gadol who's already been passed on, meaning that if there's a Kohen Gadol that becomes sick or Tamei, so they point another one temporarily when that original one gets healed, so the one that took over the post for that interim is now called a Kohen Sh'aver. He's not currently serving as a Kohen Gadol. Either way, any one of these 4 Kohen Gadols who pass away, will have the Ritzech be able to go back to his hometown. But the Kohen who's anointed for the war time, who he goes and he inspires them, and he's there at the time of the war, although he's anointed, in a machzah, he does not have them go back, because for this, he's like a regular kohen, not like a kohen gadol. Halacha yod, ritzeach shenigma dina legalus, regarding a murderer who the verdict was already passed down that he should be exiled, v'loi ha-yashom kohen gadol, but there wasn't any kohen gadol at that time. For example, let's say the kohen gadol passed away before the verdict, and they still have not yet appointed another kohen gadol, or v'ahayu kohen gadol. Well, let's say he actually killed the Kohen Gadol. B'loho Yisham, and therefore there wasn't at the time of his Gemar Din, they didn't yet appoint Kohen Gadol Acher, another high priest. Or the Kohen Gadol Sharag, well, let's say the high priest himself had murdered by mistake. B'loho Yisham Kohen Gadol Acher, there was no one else that took his place by the time of the verdict. In any of these cases, are real guns, so they have to go into Golos because they killed by mistake. But v'einu yitzim me'ir miklat lo'ilam, they never ever leave the city of refuge, even if subsequently another Kohen Gadol was appointed and he died at a later point in time, because it's only the death of the Kohen Gadol that was dead at the time of the Gemar Din of the Ritzeach that helps him go back from the exile, and there was no Kohen Gadol at the time of the Gemar Din. Halacha Yud Aleph, Nigmar Din L'Golos. Let's say the verdict was passed down that he should be exiled. The Achka, V'achakach Mesa Kohen Gadol, but then the Kohen Gadol died, Kohen Shigl Ritzeach, even before the murderer even went to exile. It is a part of the ghost that already exempts him from the exile. Now, if let's say before the verdict was passed down, Mesa Kohen Gadol, the high priest died, now they actually got a time to appoint another Kohen Gadol, and the Achach Nigma Dinai, and only then was his verdict passed. So he actually, what will take him back to his original city will be the death of the second Kohen Gadol, who the verdict was passed when that Kohen Gadol was present, because that Kohen Gadol should have beseeched mercy from heaven that this person's verdict should be passed down, that he should be meritorious and not crowned guilty, that he has to go into exile. And he didn't, and therefore it's actually the one, not when he killed, but actually the one that the verdict was by, it's that Kohen Gadol, who is his death, that has him go back to his hometown. Halacha Beis, Nigma Dina, let's say the verdict was passed. Now it turns out that the Kohen Gadol that was there at the time of his verdict was actually Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. It was the son of his father, Kohen, that married a divorcee or a woman who her husband died without, and the children got Chalitza from the brother-in-law, which those are forbidden women to marry a Kohen. Comes out that he's actually a Chalal, he's a desecrated Kohen. So but Lukuna, turns out that this Kohuna is invalid, as if the verdict was passed without a high priest because he was not able to be a Kohen Gadol, he's a Chol. The in the Yisim Shalom, it comes out like just like we said in Halacha Yud, when there's no Kohen Gadol at the time of the Gemar Din, that he never goes back. Here also, this person will never go back with the death of any Kohen Gadol. Halacha Yud Gimel, Ritzeach, Shashab Le'idoi, Acha Moisar Kohen Gadol. So the one who killed by mistake, who ends up going back to the city after the high priest dies. Harehu Kushar Kolodim is like any other person. V'merogu Gol Adam, and therefore if the relative of the original victim kills him, Neregelav is going to be executed for killing him, Shekfran is Kabbalah Beglusu, because his sin has already been atoned with his having going into exile. Halukhi Dal. Now, Avbishan is Kabbalah, although he is atoned, but in a Chizabal is Sirara Shahi Bala Oilam. He never goes back to the original post of leadership that he had before this whole story. Elarehu Murid Migdulasa Koyam, rather he's demoted from his position of greatness all the days of his life. Hoylavata Avata Kalazu Hagadel, yeah, since his great stumbling block of killing another person, although by mistake, but it came through him, therefore he's demoted from that position. Halachat as well, the Ram concludes regarding a contrast to someone who injures his father by mistake. So Ava Bishachil of Bezad Nodov, someone injures his father, that he creates a wound in his father deliberately. Chai Mises Bezin is liable for to be executed by the courts. Kumai Hayuk Sharadim, just like someone who kills someone else, is the same thing as this partial killing of the father when he gives a chavalo. But in contrast, if he injures and creates a wound in his father or his mother by mistake, in the Chayav Golas, he's not liable for Golas as when someone kills by mistake. Because the Torah does not obligate to be exiled, only when someone kills another person by mistake, like we explained this in Parakeh.